All right, let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with the host, with the most, JB, John Boggs.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Oh, you've been so kind today. I don't know what to think about it.
Hey, I'm wonderful.
I know you are. This is going to be one of those mutual admiration society days, huh?
Hey, and I've got it on tape, too, so.
Yeah, well, I'll erase it. Hey, we have Annie Simmons and Heine Bowman with us, as well as Darren Martin. Annie and Heidi are managers for resident managers at the JRDS group homes.
Correct.
And you guys are the homes, or the clients actually, are the beneficiaries of the special days for special people. Annie, tell us how your clients look forward to it.
Actually, they start thinking about it a few days after.
Really?
And so it's discussed throughout the year, and excitement is shown throughout the year. And as we get closer, then the ladies start talking more about each individual thing that they appreciate the most.
And Heidi, what do you think they all look forward to the most?
I know with our fellas, they just enjoy everyone getting together and the door prizes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of door prizes do they have?
Oh, my goodness. You name it, they have it. They have food. They have food, clothing, toys, hygiene stuff, just anything you could think of.
Really?
Yeah, and they all get to go up and pick a door prize. Everybody gets one.
Mm-hmm.
So they really enjoy it and look forward to it.
So in addition to all the activities, it's kind of like Christmas in August.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And,
then,
and Roger, you know, he calls out the numbers, Roger Locker, for everybody's door prize ticket, and he knows everybody by name.
Yes.
And really makes a big deal about them coming up to get their door prize and announcing who they are. And they just so appreciate that. It's their moment to shine.
Yeah, I know Roger. Roger's kind of bashful about this. He doesn't want too much credit, but I know he's got a pretty good sense of humor, and I know he really, really enjoys doing this.
And it shows.
Does it?
It does.
Does it? Well, Darren, do you look forward to this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The semis, the police cars, and the EMSs, and the tractors are pretty cool.
Are they?
Yeah.
Now, do they get to let you? They let you turn on the sirens when you're riding the police cars?
Tony, the driver of the semi rig.
Okay. Do they let you turn on the siren when you're riding the police car?
Yeah.
They do?
Yes.
Okay. You know, when I was a little boy, I broke my arm and I got to ride in the hospital with the siren on. I thought that was really cool.
I think it is too.
I don't think I want to break my arm to do it again. But
no.
Well, good. And I assume you like the food that they have out there too.
Food's good.
Is it?
Okay. Game prizes are cool, too.
Okay. What kind of game prizes have you gotten over the years?
I can't remember. It's
okay.
Just cool.
Oh, well, so, good.
Yeah.
It's as much the act of getting it as what you get, right?
I got a dream catcher from that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's okay. Cool.
Okay. And how do you, you know, what time do you guys start getting ready to go out there?
Pretty much, you know, about 3 o'clock is when, you know, we're getting ready to go out and go have fun.
Okay. Well, Kay, I know you had a few other things that we want to talk about. This started at when, 2005?
Again, it started in 2005. And that first year when we were working with this program, we were excited. We were trying to feel the needs that we would need to most meet, so to say. And we had like 150 people show up. And last year we had almost 300. And we're real pleased with that.
Wow.
And one of the things that we do is everybody that comes gets a T-shirt. And you'll see them out and about in Jay County. And they're always bright colors. And then on the front of it, we have Optimus with a big smiley face on it. So real proud to wear this shirt any chance I get.
Okay. Well, guys, any final words for our listeners about the event?
They have clowns out there, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
We really appreciate everything that the Optimist and everybody that's donated to put on this event for us and our ladies and gentlemen. It's looked forward to. It is a wonderful time for everyone to get together and just have fun.
Well, we're so glad that you came in and joined us this morning. And Kay, really, really proud of the Optimists for what they do. I hope some of our listeners call in to Judy and Leland and donate some money or some time or something in kind and make this event even bigger, because I think it goes to some very deserving people, and I know it really makes you feel good when you do it.
It absolutely does. We take away more, I think, than we ever think about giving.
You know, most people don't understand what a gift it is to be able to give to others and how good that makes you feel inside. And it's events like this that
absolutely
really touches everyone's heart.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to make your heart feel even better, come on out.
Okay. Well, guys, I thank you very much for being with us. Jeff, we're wrapping up another Breakfast Club.
Yes, we are.
And you know, we've got, in addition to the 47th Antique Engine and Tractor Show this week, Friday night, tomorrow night, we've got the Jay County Blackford football game. Got the annual Stitch and Chatter Quilt Club quilt show at the Arts Place. And lots of other events happening. And you've arranged some good weather for us, haven't you?
Hey, I do. I do my best.
Okay. Well, we're going to be back in a couple weeks. We're going to have another group of guests. So be sure and tune in on September 6th and listen to the WPGW Breakfast Club.